Welcome to the Top Rope Chef After Show with Brad and Jacqueline. And this is where we talk about our week in food and other things that we want to talk about that are vaguely related to food and wrestling.
Technically been a month in food because we haven't done a show in a month.
True fact.
A lot of things happen. Let me just spitball them and you can comment at the end.
Done.
I bought a food dehydrator, made a bunch of delicious stuff with that. I bought a vacuum sealer. Haven't tried it yet, but I'm excited to do that. I made a ginger potato chicken rice soup that was out of this world. And I made another Korean soon tofu soup, which is just like a bunch of delicious Korean stuff with zucchini and hot spicy stuff. And I think that about covers my bases. I think I made like a pasta a while ago. I've been making a lot of food just to take to work and eat. And I've been using a lot of spiciness. Because I think I'm, like, starting to, like, veer away from, like, just sugar in general and just, like, sweet things in general. And I'm going all in on spicy, spicy things. Jacqueline, what have you been doing?
I've been doing spicy also. A lot of spicy stuff. I've been nostalgic, so I made some nostalgic, like, home cook, family recipe, homesick kind of foods. And husband and I, as of this week, 2 weeks ago, have been living the bento lifestyle and loving it. So much fun.
What is the bento lifestyle?
It is making bento boxes for lunch.
Oh, yeah.
We decided if we do it for a month and we like it, then we're going to buy bento boxes. I picked one out, and it's Totoro, and it's super cute. Super cute. His is, like, practical.
The people who don't know, a bento box is, what, sushi? Different kinds of sushi and, like, for lunch and dinner and stuff that you just take with
you? Yeah, it's not even just sushi. It's just, like, a little box, and it's about, like, having a variety of food and making it look really pretty, because if you're going to do it, you might as well do it and make it look beautiful. So it's all about that. I think it probably helps with, like, portioning so you can see, like, you separate things. It's not like a mush. Like, we'll often, we were getting into the habit of taking like a leftover pile of mush into work. That makes it sound like we eat garbage. We eat really well, but it's unappetizing. And it's just like this brick of whatever we had the night before. But this is like laying your food out really pretty. So you can like have all these colors and variations and stuff. And it's really fun and it's really satisfying. And you can make it really cute. I just came across this one this morning where people make their like little, what's the rice triangle called with the seaweed on it? Onagi?
Either like Dajiri, maybe?
Jiri.
Or I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, anyways, they make it look like little penguins. And there's other people that make it look like little polar bears. So it's just really fun. People make hot dogs are a big thing in bento boxes where you cut them in half and make them look like octopuses. It's just really cute food. And it's really exciting. So let's bump it back to this vacuum sealer business. Are you doing this for food preservation in the freezer, or are you interested in, like, a flash marinade situation?
I don't think I can do the marinade yet. You probably need, like, a sous vide to do, like, something crazy like that, right?
What's that?
That's the thing that, like, regulates water temperature, like, inside of a pot, so you can, like, cook, like, a steak and, like, a vacuum sealer to, like, the perfect temperature, and it's supposed to be, like, the best steak ever created.
I have never heard of cooking. Like, wait, you cook it in the plastic?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, and then you just boil it in the water, and then it just like cooks awesome.
Mm-hmm. That bums me out.
No, it's supposed to be amazing.
It bums me out. Why? Why in the plastic?
Yeah. But we're taking stuff out to like my roommate camps a lot, so he's gonna make a lot of stuff with that. And we've been jerking stuff up like crazy, so we're gonna like try to preserve jerk as long as we can.
Have you jerked sweet potatoes?
Have not yet. Nope.
I've heard that's a good jerk.
We're testing a couple different jerks. It's been all in the experimental phases.
Okay.
Apples, of course, were great.
Apples are stellar.
We've done some meats. We did pork, and it was just, like, too fatty. But what we did with it afterwards is we made, like, pork fried rice, and it came back, and it was, like, the best tasting thing
ever.
Ooh. So don't give up on your jerk meats if you screw up like we do. There's always something else you can do. And just regular jerky with, like, it has to have, like, little to no fat. This is, like, the big, big mistake.
Okay.
If you dehydrate something, it has to have, like, zero fat content. Or else it just turns into, like, an oily, gross thing.
I've heard that buffalo is really good for jerky, if you have a buffalo source.
We tried chicken. Worked out great. You have to boil it beforehand. Avoid that salmonella poisoning. we steamed some fish and did that, made some fish jerk. But that needed to be eaten sooner than we did. We thought it was going to last longer, but, like, we left it out for, like, a day or two, and it was like, oh, we should have put this in the refrigerator.
Did you get sick?
Didn't eat it.
Oh, okay. Just
smelled a little funky, and we ended up throwing it out. We tried dehydrating garlic. That worked awesome. We dehydrated oranges, grapefruits, lemons. Those are all awesome.
Lemons?
Yep. We peeled the lemon, and then we just, like, essentially a candied lemon kind of deal. Did a kiwi. We're going to do green beans. We're just experimenting right now, seeing what does and doesn't jerky properly, and it's been a fun time and experimentation. It's like science class all over again.
So, does it jerky? That's your new segment, right?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
As long as it doesn't have fat on it, it can be jerked, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
We jerked a pickle. That was great and interesting.
That sounds delicious. I would love a jerky pickle. Ooh, you could make, like, jerky meals, like jerky flavor profiles together. Like, you could do a Reuben jerky.
That sounds awesome.
Right?
Yeah, we were thinking about doing, like, a layer of, like, a shawarma sandwich and just, like, combining it all together.
I have an idea. So if you make, like, the guts of a sandwich and then you put it in your vacuum sealer so it seals it up really tight and you leave it like that for, like, a day or two or something and then you put it in the jerky thing so it's all, like, smooshed and layered together, then you have, like, a jerky sandwich.
That's the ideal food.
Yes.
Just to eat something in a jerky.
Yes. Do you think you can jerky breakfast?
I don't know. As long as it doesn't have fat content, I think it's possible. We haven't done bread yet, but that seems like it's going to just make, like, nice little crouton kind of things.
That's probably true. But you could do, like, wait and see. You could do, like, waffle croutons or French toast croutons.
I bought some pre-cooked turkey bacon. I'm going to throw that in there, I think.
Ooh.
It seems like it's going to be just great.
Yeah.
Pre-cooked, ready to go.
You should jerky a hot dog.
I want to. Not even kidding. I want to slice up a hot dog and make hot dog jerky with, like, some, like, really nice, like, low-fat hot dog.
Jerky hot dog.
Yeah. So, Jacqueline, you talked to me about canning earlier today.
Canning?
Yes. About food and buying things in cans and eating them?
Yes.
I proposed this question to my roommate, and I want to see if you have an answer for it.
Okay.
If you had to eat one canned food all year, which one would you pick?
Is it with every
That's
meal?
All you can eat.
It's all I can
let's,
eat.
Let's limit it to a month. Let's say you have to eat a month of a canned food. Which one do you choose to take?
And that's all I can eat. Just that
that's
canned
food?
That's
all you get. Yep.
Broccoli cheese soup.
Soup seems like a good one to get, like a vegetable soup or just something that's going to, like,
yeah,
make you not die and satiate you in some way.
Yeah. Although broccoli cheese, that's like a gas bomb.
Yeah. And you're eating that every day. So.
My initial thought was canned green beans, though.
Yeah, that'd be fine. You could probably just live off, you know, like a certain canned vegetable for a month and be fine.
Yeah. And my sodium would probably be through the roof because all that stuff is super salty. But, yeah, one of those things. I'm curious what your roommate said.
I forget what he ended up saying, but I suggested, like, Chef Boyardee being something, like, how long would you be able to survive?
Oh, okay.
Off eating just, like, canned Chef Boyardee. And he's like, I could probably do it for, like, a year, but I'd be miserable.
Whoa. They do make canned macaroni and cheese. Have you ever had that?
No.
I've seen it. I don't know that I don't think that I've had it. I feel like it would be a thing that if I had, I would remember.
I've definitely seen, like, the bowl that you put water in, like, heat in a microwave.
Yeah, no, this is in a can, and you just dump it out and eat it cold, I guess, because you're sad. I don't know.
I mean, canned pasta. Chef Boyardee did some mean things with beef raviolis.
I did love the spaghetti in a can. That was my favorite when I was a kid.
It's so good.
It's so good. And the canned spinach. I loved that when I was a kid.
It has such, like, a specific taste of that, like, tomato and that pasta.
And the chemicals in it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. all of it is just, like, very unique. You could, like, bottle it in a spray, and I'd, like, be able to tell you right what it was.
Yes.
If you, like, sprayed it around me.
Brad, now, the reason we were talking about this is because I had issued you a challenge to plan a 3-course meal plus dessert in the canned food aisle of a grocery store for $10 or less.
All right. Well, I'll have to think about it, but I think tuna is or salmon or something is coming to mind, but I got to make sure I keep it fair. I'm assuming I can't buy anything on sale.
No, you can buy on sale.
Oh, okay. So if I see something on discount, I could grab
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Just keep a tally. It has to be under $10. And then when we are together again, because we can be stocking up on this stuff, and then when we get together again, we're going to share, I guess, two different three-course meals plus dessert, and we're going to see what the other came up with for $10 or less.
What if we just do an app, a main, and a dessert, and just call it a three-can deal?
Okay. That's better for marketing purposes. I'll allow it. Yeah, it's going to be gross. I can't wait.
If you had to live off a section of the grocery store that isn't the fruits or vegetables.
Okay, so not produce?
You have to pick an aisle. Yeah, no produce.
So does frozen...
I feel like the freezer section, like the freezer vegetable section just has to be like the top pick, right?
That's what I was going to say, because in the freezer vegetable section, they have French fries, and they have like twice-baked potatoes, and they have like broccoli cheese and... corn and cheese and all the stuff with cheese on it. So yeah, that's what I would pick.
So what if you just could only pick like one door of the freezer aisle?
Good grief.
Versus like an entire aisle of the grocery store. You still choose the one door of freezer?
How long am I, is this a month or the rest of my life?
Let's do a month.
A month? I would do the soup aisle. There's so many different kinds of soups. I was there last week because I thought I was getting sick. And there's just like a thousand different kinds of soup. All these like different flavors.
There's been some definitely innovation in the soup world. I got to give you
that. Campbell's actually, surprisingly, Campbell's sponsor of the podcast. They do like a, like I think it's called Yes or Say Yes. And it's like healthier ones that have like a bunch of different vegetables in it. And like... legumes and quinoa and black beans and all this stuff. And those were actually really good.
I'm stealing a joke from a comedian, but I forget who said it. But he talked about how he like tried to make a soup, but he just like walked down the aisle and couldn't find a can of water. Because like you always have to add a can of water to your... He's like, I just like that. What? That couldn't, I guess, couldn't, I guess I can't make the soup. They don't sell canned water.
That sounds like a Mitch Alb or a Mitch Hedberg joke.
Yeah, I'm telling it wrong, but you get the gist.
I do get the gist. What would you do?
Buy a can of water?
No, your question.
I mean, that's that like ethnic aisle can really like spice you up, and I mean that very literally and figuratively.
Oh, man, I screwed up. That is the best aisle for sure.
Because it even has like a refrigerated section, so it's even like cheating a little bit.
Ah!
Cold cheese and salsa and stuff in there.
Yeah.
It's like a super cheap move.
And like all the pizza stuff is in that aisle for some reason.
Yeah, and all the Asian cuisine, all the Mexican cuisine.
You could make sushi in that aisle. They have that like that giant can of like chop suey. My mom used to always get it for us for dinner. It has like the sauce. It was like two cans glued together and the top was the sauce and the bottom was all the like bean sprouts and baby corn and stuff. Do you remember that?
I do. What would be the worst aisle? It's either got to be, like, that small snack aisle that has, like, the popcorn and the Pringles in it, or it's got to be the other aisle that's just, like, full of salad dressings.
It's definitely the...
Like, there's just some, like, vinegary things in that aisle.
It's definitely the feminine hygiene aisle.
Yeah, I don't think you can survive. The beauty products aisles would... You'd
like,
be
feminine hygiene and dog food together.
But you would look fantastic. That's definitely got to be, like, the highest priced aisle. Like, if you could just, like, have everything from one of the aisles.
Yeah, I would totally do that
one.
Would
you choose that one?
Yeah. The condiments aisle, isn't that where all the pickles are, though?
Yeah.
I think I would rather have pickles. What about the cereal? Cereal aisle would be sweet, though. For, like, a month, I would eat cereal for a month.
Yeah, that would be no problem.
Yeah.
It'd be fun just to have, like, an aisle of a grocery store. Like, you just, if you just had enough money to just buy somebody... Like an aisle of groceries.
Yeah.
That'd be really funny.
But what?
There you go.
But you could be like a dick about it too, though. Just buy them like a wall of ketchup. And what are they going to do with that much ketchup?
It'd be like a fun prank to like build an aisle of a grocery store in someone's house and just like put it in.
Yes. There. Of all like the most useless, like trendy things that aren't going to be around. Like that butter that was like purple and blue and squeezable. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And like when ketchup was green and purple and ugh.
I wish I had an unlimited amount of resources. If you went on vacation, I'd just like go into your house and just like remake it to look like a grocery store. It'd be so funny.
So mean.
As soon as you walk in, you just see like the magazine racks and you see like the candy bar things.
Would you be?
I even put like a tread over your countertop in your kitchen to like check
always
out.
Like too hot and too cold at the same time. time. Wait, would you have like just ambient ABBA songs playing?
Without a doubt. Yep.
That is a great use of resources.
Best prank of all.
Five stars to that prank.
Well, Jacqueline, let's wrap up this after show. There's always more to talk about, but I'm ready to call.
All right, let's do it.
Thanks for joining us. Get us on email. Ask us questions and comments. Things for us to ask each other during the show. Just your thoughts or whatever. This is the place to do it. We have yet to get an email, so, you know, I know you're out there. Questions and comments, topropechef@gmail.com. Find us at our most used social media, which is Instagram. That'd be instagram.com/topropechef to see photos of the recipes that we cook and just random things and just delicious things that we make throughout the week. And I think that's all I got. Patreon.com if you want to support the show monetarily. Patreon.com/topropechef.
You got it. Nailed it.
That's why they call her the word wizard.
The whole time you were talking, I was trying to figure out what to say. That's what I came up with.
Well, you nailed it.
Bye, everybody.